T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Terrell Lewis is with us. Terrell, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
No, I appreciate y'all for having me.
Terrell, normally we'd be talking about like the process of pro days and everything that comes with it, but you're having to go through what we're all going through in these quarantines, and yet somehow you still have to get ready for the draft. How hard has it been to stay in shape, to get in shape, to work out with everything going on in the country right now?
It's been a little different than normal, but at the same time, it hasn't really been too hard to just stay in shape. I've still been kind of practicing social distancing, but still, maintaining my activities as far as, working out and getting physical therapy and rehab and treatment, things like that. So it's been challenging nonetheless, but at the same time, I've still been able to get, the work I need done.
Where are you guys working out? I mean, I'm just curious. Who going through the process? I went through it myself. A lot of guys go to training facilities. I'm not sure if some of those are still open with the social distancing where you can get the workouts in and all that. Is that what you guys are doing? Obviously, you can't probably be on campus to work out there because, they've shut that down.
Yeah, I was training out in Dallas at Michael Johnson, but then I ended up coming after the combine. Transitioning towards just training at school until they kind of shut that down. So right now I'm back at home in the Maryland, D.C. area where I've just kind of been training back at home with my rehab people that kind of help me and give me treatment and things of that nature, but also just improvising and working out there and getting extra work out there where they have weights and they just kind of drop a plan for me to work out and also still have a little small little turf in there so that I can get work done and get some movement stuff done and agility work. So that's really where I'm at with it right now, kind of back home in Maryland.
How is Michael Johnson's performance center? I've heard really good things about it. How much interaction do you have with Michael as opposed to his other trainers?
Michael comes in there sporadically, but mainly they kind of just implement his speed training, his kind of his method as far as trying to get faster, get your legs stronger, and just his overall pre-draft process training. But he definitely, comes in towards the later half, starts to kind of critique you as far as where you're at, getting ready for your 40 and things of that nature.
We're talking with Terrell Lewis, Alabama. Terrell, let's talk about do you have any feel yet for where you might be drafted and how, nerve-wracking is that?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I try to make it not nerve-wracking, so I try not to think about it at all, really, because at the end of the day, I watched the draft so many times, growing up as a kid, where you never know what to expect. You never know who's going to go where. I feel like certain guys, when I've always looked at them, I'm like, oh, they're going first round, and then they're going, second or third. Then there's other guys that go in the first round. I'm like, who is this guy? I've never heard of him, and I got to research him, so I try not to get too caught up in, all the pre-draft hype.
Right.
And just really just, especially with everything that's going on now, I've just been kind of focusing on just getting ready for the season nonetheless, not even really focused because I know pro days and all of that is kind of canceled. So right now I've just been going about it as I'm getting ready for the season as if I'm really just an off-season vet, I guess. Just getting ready and prepared for whenever the season starts, I'll be ready.
Terrell, you mentioned the hype, and I wanted to get your opinions on two guys that are obviously getting a lot of hype. One is your teammate, and one is a guy you've played against, and that's Tua Tagovailoa, who is going to probably be a top 10 pick. We'll see where he goes. Obviously, the injury is a factor at the moment, but it's, I know he's been cleared medically. And then Joe Burrow, who's likely to be the number one pick in the draft. What can you tell us about both of those guys?
I think it's pretty obvious that you can tell that both of them, you know, are fierce competitors going playing against both of them, whether it's a Tua in practice or Joe Burrow's in the game. You definitely see, you know, their passion for the game is there. They definitely, you know, they thrive off competition and they love to win. I think I'm obviously biased, you know what I'm saying, being a guy that's seen Tua day in, day out, persevere through certain adversity. And just even just the talent that he brings and the leadership and the, you know what I'm saying, the personality he brings to a team, I'm obviously a little more biased towards Tua, sure. But Joe Burrow nonetheless is a great player, a great competitor, and even just playing against him, you can tell he knows how to rally a team behind him. So both of those guys, I think, you know what I'm saying, you can't take an L with either one of them, but I know I'm biased.
Terrell, you know, this period of time is when teams usually have their top 30 visits. And for a guy like you who, you know, certainly has, I don't want to call them red flags, but you've had some injury history the last several seasons. So there's a lot of unknowns about you. One thing we do know is you're a freak of nature when it comes to your size and your speed and your athleticism and all that stuff. How are teams now communicating with you and getting the information they have to get on the medicals? I know you were at the combine and that information went to the teams. But in terms of them just double-checking, triple-checking, making sure that things are good, how's that communication process going?
It's been going well. We've really just been mainly focused on just talking ball and catching up with coaches through FaceTime, whether it be talking football, talking X's and O's, or just even just talking about me and my background and, you know, saying how, you know, saying just talking about this past season, my overall career at Alabama, things like that. But the visits and everything is definitely something that, you know, was going to be a key role as far as just me getting a feel for the organizations and also them just getting a feel for me. So it definitely, you know, saying, I wouldn't say it hurts, but at the same time, it definitely was something I was looking forward to, and I think a lot of prospects were looking forward to.
Glad to be joined by Terrell Lewis. He's an edge rusher, linebacker, does it all at his size. I don't know what you can't do. You have a 37-inch vert. And you didn't run the 40 at the combine because you were going to do it at your pro day. Kid could never expect this pandemic that would cancel the pro day. Looking back, do you wish you would have ran?
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like I was still, you know what I'm saying, at the combine, I wanted to do everything at my best. So I really, you know what I'm saying, was focused on trying to get ready and perfect everything at pro day. So from that point, it was kind of like, it is what it is, but I definitely wanted to kind of, I think I put my best foot forward with the things that I did at the combine. And at this point now, it's kind of like, okay, well, I don't get to display everything at pro day, but at the same time, I think it makes a lot of teams have to rely on basically just your film and what you, you know, saying done on the field, where kind of that could be beneficial for people that, you know, saying come from a program like Alabama.
We're talking with Terrell Lewis. Terrell, tell us this story. We heard that, like, you're from DC, right? And you were being recruited. You were supposed to go on a recruiting visit to another SEC school, and what Coach Saban like stopped you from getting on the plane. I don't know. Tell us the story. What happened here?
It was really a. What ended up happening was that I was supposed to be going to Ole Miss for one of my official visits.
Yeah.
And I ended up having to go talk to one of my position coaches, Taj McCoy, at the time, you know, who recruited me at Alabama. He was really kind of asking me questions about, you know what I'm saying, when am I leaving to go to Ole Miss, things of that nature. And I told him what time. And I guess they planned something out to kind of like surprise me and shock me and my family. So while we were getting to the airport a little earlier, they ended up telling us, like, hey, you know what I'm saying, we're at the airport, where are you? I'm like, what? What do you mean you're at the airport? He sent me a picture of, like, you know what I'm saying, them landing in a private jet and all that. And next thing you know, I see him in, you know what I'm saying, the main part of the airport before you go through security and all of that. So that was pretty cool, just sitting in the middle of the airport eating with Coach Saban and the position coach at the time, Tosh Newport, and fans were walking by and they're like, they're noticing that Nick Saban sitting with me, and they're like, oh, War Eagle, just trying to see what type of reaction they'll get out of him. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely different.
Hey, you played with Mac Wilson, right?
Yeah, I played with him.
Of course, Mac, you know, started a bunch of games for Cleveland last season. What was Mac like as a teammate?
Mac was cool. He was definitely a personable guy. He's definitely, you know what I'm saying, bringing a lot of different characteristics to the locker room. But nonetheless, you know, he was a real talented inside linebacker guy that, you know what I'm saying, very athletic, could run the field and, you know what I'm saying, get a lot of jobs done, whether it be rushing the passer and adding to your blitz packages or even just being an inside, you know what I'm saying, hard-nosed inside linebacker.
We're talking with Terrell Lewis, draft prospect out of Alabama. Terrell, I wanted to ask you about another one of your teammates, or one of your former teammates, and that's Jalen Hurts. You know, obviously he leaves Alabama, you know, had a good season this past year. And what do you think of, like, everything that went on with him and what the NFL holds in store for him?
I think Jalen, you know, he's always been a guy to be, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know, situation he's put in, he knows how to overcome it. So I think, you know, him, the competitor that he is, I think he'll thrive in the NFL. Because me and him talk frequently. We still talk to this day. Yeah. And it's always, you know what I'm saying, Jalen is a guy that, you know, he's a competitor. So just him going into the NFL, knowing that he's been able to adapt to so many different things that in his college career, whether it's different coaches, different schemes, different players he's around, going from two different programs, I think it definitely helps him to be able to go to the NFL and transition and be able to, you know what I'm saying, adapt to whatever a coach wants out of him, or, you know what I'm saying, what type of system he's in. And then on top of that, he's just a true leader, I feel like, as far as, you know what I'm saying, a guy that can lead an organization to multiple places. He knows how to lead groups in different ways, whether it's offense or defense. So a guy like him, you know what I'm saying, remember, tip your hat off to him, because he's a heck of a player, but he's definitely a, you know what I'm saying, heck of a person and a leader.
All right, so Terrell, where are you going to be on draft day? Are you going to be at home? And how does that work? I mean, the broadcast is going to be strange, you know, with everyone, you know, being at their homes. Is this going to take place from Roger Goodell's house? We're not sure. have you talked to any of the networks about how that's going to work in terms of, like, trying to get you an interview and stuff and on draft day?
No, I haven't talked about it yet, but I mean, I envision that I'll probably be at home and kind of celebrating the draft that way, and kind of just waiting to hear, you know, what team picks me, and then go from there.
Terrell, I know you said before, you know, you don't want to get, you don't know where you're going to be drafted, who knows, but have you looked at any mock drafts at all?
I've looked at them a couple times, but lately I really haven't, like, since the combine, I really haven't really looked at mock drafts, really. I might see things that people mention me, and then I'll see, oh, they said I'm, like, the third or fourth or fifth edge guy or things of that nature, but I don't really look at it too much. It kind of it rubbed me the wrong way, so I don't look at it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Hey, if you would have ran that 40 at the combine, what would you have ran? I'm curious.
Sure, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe around probably a 4.6-ish.
At 260 pounds, 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'5", 262.
Well, you put you at strong safety, dude.
Well, apparently a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, when they look at me on film, they see a smaller guy until they kind of see me in person, and they're like, oh, he's not, you know what I'm saying, this small, linky guy that you kind of envision, just because I guess a lot of people kind of looked at me as like, oh, he must be like a safety because he wears the number 24. And right. Then when they see me in person, it's like, oh, he's way bigger than I expected, which was kind of funny, because I knew once it got out, like once I got on the scale of the combine, people were going to be like, wow, he's really that big. Because, I mean, I've always carried my weight well to the point where people, you know what I'm saying, I'll always ask people on a day, like, how much you think I weigh today? And people be like, you probably like 230. I'm like, man, hell no, they'll say 220, but I mean, that's just a benefit of mine, really, just to have high metabolism. And, you know what I'm saying, I tease guys all the time because they'll get mad that I can eat what I want, or, you know what I'm saying, eat crazy and lose weight easily, or shred weight, or it goes to the right places. So,
yeah. Terrell, great stuff, man. Be safe. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank y'all for having me.
You got it, Terrell Lewis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.